It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin fire departments are facing disruptions and delays due to a nationwide shortage of fire trucks.
As fire officials across the state look to replace their aging fleets, they're experiencing delays in their orders that take multiple years, and the equipment can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That is prompting some departments to order even further in advance of their needs, while others are left still waiting for trucks they ordered years ago.
Last year, the city of La Crosse filed a class action lawsuit in federal court against three fire truck manufacturers, accusing them of coordinating to limit the supply and raise prices.
Two of the three companies being sued are based in the state. In public statements, the companies have blamed delays and cost increases on supply and logistics problems, as well as a rise in demand.
We're checking in now with two Wisconsin fire chiefs to find out how they're navigating this shortage and how they're trying to work around it. Walter Leininger is fire chief for the Caledonia Fire Department in southeast Wisconsin. Chief Leininger, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Can you take us through the early stages of your attempt to order a new truck, a new fire truck for your department?
Sure. So we are replacing some equipment that's about 20, at the time it was about 23 years old, 24 years old. And we've put out to bid several builders, one of them being Ewan, one of them being Pierce. We made a purchase back in October of 2023 for a pumper fire engine. Real basic, nothing special about this piece of equipment. It's replacing a piece of equipment that's about what's now about 25 years old. We were told at the time that we were bidding out this that it could take up to about 3 years to get it, which we thought was kind of odd. Our last engine that we purchased in 2016 was a total custom piece, and it took about 11 months to get in. At the end of the day, after the contract was signed, fine print said it could take up to 46 months to get this piece of equipment in.
And now here we are, early days of 2026. If I understand things correctly, you do not have this truck at this point.
No, we don't have the truck. I was told that the RFP went out at the end of October, and the anticipated date is about 18 months from that RFP.
Now, this all started in 2023. It took 11 months on your previous truck. Are you getting any indication of why this particular truck is taking so long to turn around?
Initially, we're told just supply, recouping from, you know, the COVID and supply and demand, manufacturers making different parts. They're just behind supplies, materials. But it seemed somewhat legitimate at the time. You know, after COVID, a lot of stuff had changed during COVID. A lot of businesses closed down. There was a hard time to get, some, you know, work supplies here for the fire department. At the time, it seemed like it was probably just maybe this is just going to be a rebound. They told us initially 36 months, you know, they'll get back in the groove. Manufacturers will be swinging full force pretty soon. And maybe we'll have this truck before then.
I assume you're in touch with colleagues around the state, other fire chiefs. Are you hearing similar stories? Is this just a tough time for everybody to try to get new equipment?
We were in contact, I think, with somebody, I think Paris. We know some people in Paris, and we shared our story with some of their members. And I think they're on year five, maybe, for getting their, it's almost like a snorkel. So that was just recently. We really didn't have a lot of input or we knew it was going to take some time, but when the lawsuit started coming out of Upper Wisconsin, and then we seen the congressional hearing, it kind of, hey, what really is going on here moment? What is going on with these fire trucks? What they're claiming, is there some merit to what they're saying? Is this true that they're starting to hike prices and play supply and demand games as to why we're not getting our truck and why our truck is $812,000 when, you know, just a few years ago, it was $550 for our total custom pump.
Now, I want to talk about what this means for your department. You said this is, 25 years old now, the piece of equipment you're replacing. You know, if we think about our cars, 25 years would be a pretty good lifespan, maybe stretching it for a lot of our personal vehicles. What kind of concerns do you have having this key piece of equipment at that quarter century mark?
Well, it's a collector's piece, I'll tell you. It's hard to find parts for it. Some parts you have to get off of places like eBay. Other parts they don't make anymore. You have to figure out how to adapt certain things. The piece of equipment that is going out the door will have over 180,000 miles on it. You know, it'll be 25 years old. It becomes a question as how much more starts is it going to have? How many more pumps is it going to have? You know, it gets more costly to keep these things up and running to the standard. And it gets hard to find parts for it, or even people who know how to work on it. It becomes an unreliable piece for the community. It becomes more of a liability. It's almost a gamble. If I got to use this oldest piece that I have for frontline, it becomes I don't want to say cross your fingers, but it becomes okay, let's hurry up and get this other piece, you know, the primary rig back, so I can put this back in reserve and we'll check on when our new rig is supposed to be here, you know, kind of moment. So it's not a good time.
I wanted to ask about that backup question, because if I'm, you know, a really big city fire department, say, and one of my units is old and maybe not that reliable, well, it's not great, but I've got, you know, other pieces of equipment that can cover it. How much, depth do you have at this position, if I can use a football term, to where having this one piece not be reliable is a big problem?
So to keep these vehicles running daily basis on emergency runs, they have to go through preventive maintenance, which means they got to come out of service occasionally for oil changes, brake checks, light fixes, pump packing checks, you know, replace valves, just normal wear and tear. And, you know, we have on our organization, we have three engines, Quint tenders. So when I take one of these out, it's this reserve piece that is the oldest that I got to put in frontline. Now, my second piece is 24 years old. Knock on wood, it seems to be doing okay. It doesn't get the amount of mileage that some of these other vehicles get, but it's still 24 years old, and it has the same problems as the others. Parts, reliability, people who know how to work on this particular piece of equipment. So it becomes, it's not so much how much deep I can go. It is more of a, at what point is the last straw going to break on this stuff?
I wanted to ask about that maintenance issue, because we can all think about our vehicles and things that could go wrong and things that you could fix on them. Those are all there for a fire truck, and there's the fire truck part of what it does. How much specialized care does a fire department vehicle need as opposed to, you know, my car?
Well, I would say it takes more care. Vehicles that you drive to work back and forth are probably more reliable mile per mile than a fire engine is. You know, you take a 78,000 pound rig out, you go from 0 to 60 out the door, you're pretty much gunning it. There's no warm up, and you need to get down to where you're going in a timely manner. You're not speeding per se, but you're on the throttle. It takes a lot of wear and tear. 78,000 pounds going down your typical street. You look at Wisconsin roads, there's a lot of pounding there with, especially in this winter season, a lot of road bumps and potholes, all that stuff takes wear and tear. You add 78,000 pounds to a vehicle, that's even more. These aren't vehicles that are made to last, or I would say last, but to have 250,000 miles on them. They're not really made to go that long. They're made to do these short burst runs, go to the fire, pump hard in all weather conditions, drive back, they get cleaned up, they get some maintenance, but they're kind of like the street version of a construction vehicle. They're built tough, but they're not made to go hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles, and they need a lot of repair.
Chief Leidinger, as we wrap up, are you concerned if this is the norm in a lot of departments where you're using equipment that's kind of past its lifespan, is there a public safety concern here?
Yes, there is. If I can't get equipment replaced in a more timely manner, I'm going to have unreliable equipment. And it's going to force me to kind of make decisions on, do I refurbish a piece of equipment that is 15, 20 years old? Can I rebuild the engine and a transmission and a pump and maybe put a new chassis on there and put some paint on it? It's still the same rig, same VIN. Is it going to be as reliable? I don't know. Is it going to have the same safety features as a brand new vehicle? Probably not. It becomes a safety concern for the public if we're going to be able to reach them, if we get equipment that's 20, 25 years old, it's got 180,000 miles on it. It's kind of taking a gamble there when you start getting equipment that old.
Chief Leidinger, thanks again for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Walter Leininger is the fire chief for the Caledonia Fire Department in Southeast Wisconsin, with us today to share how his fire department is working through delays because of a nationwide fire truck shortage. Now we turn our attention to another Wisconsin fire department that's looking at alternative options to work around the shortage of new trucks. Steve Hansen is fire chief for the Racine Fire Department. Chief Hansen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
All right, in Racine, what is the age of the equipment we're talking about here, the fire trucks that you are working with?
In Racine, we've been able to pretty much keep up with our maintenance. A lot like our colleague in Caledonia, we have a set replacement schedule for our apparatus. In 2023, we did replace two of our pumpers with two new pumpers at a cost of about $525,000 apiece. But we are coming up on replacing two additional pumpers down the road here. We have one due up in 2028 and another one due up in 2030. And both those trucks will be 20 years old on those anniversaries. So we do have some apparatus coming up down the road here. But the other thing also is it's not only fire trucks, we also have challenges with our ambulances. We're in the process of replacing two of our ambulances, and we just recently learned that the anticipated delivery on those ambulances is 900 days out, or about 2.5 years. So a very similar issue with the ambulances as with the fire trucks, where there is becoming long lead times to take delivery on these vehicles.
And we just heard from Chief Leininger in Caledonia, you know, that option is out there. Hey, maybe can we refurbish this equipment instead of replacing it now? Is that something you've been exploring in Racine?
Absolutely. Refurbishing is definitely on the table. As Chief Leininger had pointed out, you know, as these trucks get older, they become harder to maintain. But the other issue that we also experience with all these vehicles is corrosion and rust, which impacts all the different systems that are on these trucks. Everything from electrical wiring to cabinets start to corrode and become problematic as time goes on. So one of the things that we did was we did retire, or I should say we put in reserve status, a 2003 pumper. Late last year, I had approached the city about the possibility of testing refurbishing instead of buying new. So at the present time, we have a pumper that's out for refurbishment at about the quarter of the cost of a new pumper. Now, we did get estimates on our two pumpers that we have to replace in 2028 and 2030, and they're right around $1 million apiece. And there was a couple of bids, informal bids that we got on those. So we know that that's expensive, and we know that's a significant burden to our taxpayers. So at the present time, we're exploring refurbishing one of our trucks. It's out right now. And basically what they do is they disassemble the entire truck, look for all the things that have gone past their useful life, looking for corrosion, for wiring problems and things like that. They'll fix all of that and then they will reassemble that vehicle. We anticipate getting that vehicle back in the next 2 months, at which time we're going to put it through its paces, testing the mechanical systems, testing the pump, making sure that it performs up to National Fire Protection Association standards, which is what we all go by. And if that is successful, then we would potentially look at refurbishing the two trucks that are due up in 28 and 30 as well.
Chief Leininger had mentioned difficulties with the older pumper truck of, you know, finding parts at people who know how to work on this particular type of equipment. Was that a challenge for refurbishing, making sure you're going to be able to replace parts that need replacing and having the right skills to do this pretty specialized work?
Absolutely. As Chief Leininger had pointed out, you know, as these pieces of equipment age, it becomes harder and harder to get some of the replacement parts. We're fortunate here in Racine, and I know all departments can't do this, but we have our own internal mechanics on the department. We have two individuals, a civilian master mechanic, and then one of our firefighters who's also a master mechanic that help us with our repairs. And these are folks that have been trained to work on heavy equipment and keep our equipment in good running order. But it is a problem that we have to be cognizant of, because even with refurbishing, we might get another 10 or 15 years out of that vehicle, but now we're looking at a vehicle that may be 30, 35 years old, and will we be able to get parts down the road? You know, perhaps a starter goes out or packings go out on a pump. You know, are those going to be available? And that's something we're watching very closely with this refurbishment. Once we get this vehicle back, we'll have a couple of years to evaluate that. The other side of the coin that we do, and I know all departments don't have capability, is we do stock certain expendable parts that we know are typically going to fail at some point in the truck's life. In Racine here, we see broken leaf springs, so we keep those in stock. We do keep some alternators in stock, starters, and things like that. But there also needs to be a recognition that not every department has that ability or capability to do that. We've been fortunate to be able to do that here. But yes, it's a problem. Are we going to be able to find parts when the truck is 30, 35 years old to keep it running, or are we going to have to bite the proverbial bullet and purchase a new vehicle at that time? So yes, it's definitely a concern.
And then for buying new vehicles, you mentioned you've got target timelines of 2028, you'd need a replacement, and 2030. Well, hearing from Chief Leininger and what you're saying about the timing, what, that first one would have to, the order would have to be in now to have a shot of getting it in 2028. How hard is it to plan ahead and try to get on the schedule when it's taking 2, 3, 4 years to turn around these orders?
Well, in the city of Racine here, we do a 10-year capital improvement plan, and I update that plan every year. So replacing those two trucks in 2028 and 2030 are already in the capital improvement plan, so we know that that's there. The challenge is the delivery timeframe. Again, once we get this refurbished truck back, it'll give us a clearer picture on whether we need to order new trucks, knowing that it may take 3 to 4 years to accept delivery, or do we look at refurbishing? Refurbishing, obviously, is only going to take 6 to 9 months as opposed to 4 years for a new truck. Now, having said that, I am aware that there are issues with some of the truck manufacturers where there are supply chain issues. Sometimes parts are hard to get by. Skilled labor to assemble these vehicles because they are specialized and they require special skills to put them together. That all comes into play. And obviously, that's on the manufacturer's end, but it does trickle down to us. Now, having said all of that as well, as Chief Leininger had pointed out, we're anticipating that if we have to buy new, we're looking at about $1 million to $1.25 million per truck in 2028 and 2030. So that's a huge expense.
Just out of curiosity, you know, I think about a car you could buy now versus one you'd buy 25 years ago. Now they're basically, you know, computers with cars attached to them. How much has fire truck technology changed since these older units that are ready to retire are going away?
Technology has changed tremendously. I do own an antique fire engine that was built in 1923 that I maintain. It's simply a lot easier to take care of that truck than it is the trucks nowadays. I know our new pumpers that we got in 2023, the two engines we bought then, they have 14 separate computers on board, and that doesn't include the master control module that controls the motor, what we call the ECM. But these computers, they're all linked together to perform different functions, to provide different monitoring capabilities of the different systems that they're installing on these trucks.
Chief Hansen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate your time.
Steve Hansen is the fire chief for the Racine Fire Department. He was with us today to share his department's efforts to refurbish fire trucks amid a nationwide shortage for new ones. Earlier, we heard from Caledonia Fire Chief Walter Leininger about how his department has faced multi-year delays for a fire truck they ordered.